ערב טוב לכם.
Good evening. We are on the internet show Kabbalah Time with Rav Lightman. Hello everyone. Hello Racheli. We will talk about self-realization. You can send us your questions about that and about and on other topics. In the second half of the show, we will answer all questions. But I'm talking about only on Kabbalah. Yeah, these are conversation on Kabbalah, Kabbalah Light. We're not going deep, we'll start talk by talk. And today we're talking about self-realization. Every person has the tendency to develop his potential. He wants to realize himself here in this life to be the best possible he can from what nature gave him, what we call self-realization. And usually what happens is that both the environment and the society mold us and blur our true unique desire so that we don't even know who we are, where we are, and how can we be satisfied. So a question to you, Rav Lightman, how can every person can find himself here in this life and utilize his unique potential? Rav Lightman, it's not simple. We see that humanity is going through many generations and it is looking for ways how to realize itself, and every person in each generation want to achieve their complete realization and they don't know how. And like they come to this world, so they depart. The wisdom of Kabbalah investigates the general system that governs us. As we are today, in our days, we realize that everything is on the net. If you're not on the net, you don't exist, as it said. So it turns out that we are in a net of forces, nature forces, which governs us. Whether we like it or not, obviously we want to change something according to some criteria, some ideas that we might have. But no matter what, we are a part of nature, we are a result of the development of the still, vegetative, animate, and the speaking, which came down from the trees as apes and started developing into humans. And the wisdom of Kabbalah says that too. And we have reached a state where we have changed our environment, and instead of forest and caves and the nature we used to live in, now we live in a different era. We have built for ourselves an artificial environment. And in that environment, artificial environment, it is as if we operate ourselves, as if we build for ourselves new goals. If these are goals in the framework of our life, the artificial framework of our environment, then we can see, well, a person wants to be a scientist, or a writer, or a dancer, or just a simple worker. Doesn't matter what. He can achieve that, he can do that, because he knows the system. And somehow, the system can be sometimes more or less friendly to him. So this is how people realize themselves. But we see that still, humanity, as much as it advances, people have more demands, and they don't always, and they're not always fulfilled. And people want to know for sure if they will succeed or not, if it is worthwhile to do something or not. So there are some kind of institutes that can study us and tell us if we should do this or not, if we have a special tendency for it or not. Let's say I want to be a pianist. So is it right or wrong? Or if my ear sight or my fingers are good for it. But except for, well, I'm talking about a profession and choosing a partner for life, a working place, where to live, even friends that we choose. These are little things that we can change throughout our lives, and perhaps in that we can see our destiny. And although a lot of it depends on the environment we grow in, we see that our parents took care of us and we take care of our kids so that they will be in better environment that can push us into more exalted goals and so on. But is there anything else higher than that, some force, some power, some system that governs us and pulls us or pushes us towards more exalted goals, and we don't really understand, feel, or can determine anything? Especially our days, we feel it. If once someone lived, people used to live like their parents, a young guy, he followed his father's footsteps, same profession, more or less same family, which he had as an example. This is how it was in each and every generation. But today we see that we're very different from our parents, from the previous generation. Everything that was good for the previous generation, we are very different. We have different goals, different values. We completely disagree with them, and it doesn't depend on us being good or bad. We are different. Generation X, Y, Z. What happens after Z, I don't know. But the generations, they rapidly change. If once there weren't any changes for thousands of years or hundreds of years or even decades, today, 10 years, and it's a new generation. What is a new generation? They think differently. They have different values. They think differently. They look differently at life. Generation Z doesn't think like Generation Y and the previous generations. So what happened? And here we have to delve into the internality of nature. We are governed by a system which directs us, gives birth to us, and promotes us into some process, into some purpose. When we study the wisdom of Kabbalah, we start seeing that we are entering a science which studies nature. It doesn't just study nature, rather it studies the same nature, the same program that governs the entire universe, and even higher than the universe, as the wisdom of Kabbalah says, but above the universe I don't see, I don't feel, so what matters to me is what exists within the universe, and this is what we can achieve. And then the wisdom of Kabbalah explains that there is a special system, a special force. We call it Boe, Creator. You can call it by many names, the first initial force of nature which governs everything. What does it give me when we study and come to the recognition that this is a single force? It's not simple. The first to discover this was Adam, almost 6,000 years ago, 5,770 years ago, lived a guy who, not by coincidence, was called Adam. And Adam comes from the word Dome, similar to the Creator. And by constantly trying to resemble nature, and that is called an equivalence of form with nature. So he did not interfere with nature. He delved into nature and he felt himself in a very special system, like in a matrix. And then he discovered that there is a system that governs us, a force that governs us, and that system and that force has a very clear plan, a plan of development, evolution. And that plan of evolution is included from the Big Bang, when our universe started, and developed through the steel, which is the entire universe, all stars, all plants, and including our planet Earth. And then on Earth we have the vegetative, animate, and then speaking, humans. And everything comes from the steel, from the inanimate. And this is how everyone developed. And why did they develop this way? Because every degree developed in order to give birth to the next degree. The steel eventually give birth to the vegetative, which gives birth to the animate, and the animate gives birth to humans, which is called the speaking degree. And the speaking degree advances where? To some very special creature. And this is what we have to talk about, because we are at the end of this evolution, this special evolution of ours, before a transition to the next degree. And this is why we are in a very special state. We are perplexed, confused, helpless. We don't know what is going on, where to direct ourselves. We see that many forces of our world are operating, but where they're pulling humanity to, and why do we have such changes in each and every generation, and why don't we understand what is happening to us? And this is a topic of our conversation, how to come to the correct self, complete self-realization, so that I won't regret after many years, after decades of living. And there is a reason why we live twice as much than how much our ancestors lived 100 years ago, 200 years ago. Back then, people lived 40 years top. 40 years was very old. And before that, it was 30, 35 years, the extension of life. We know that 2,000 years ago, people used to live for 20, 25 years. And today, it's almost 120 years. Therefore, facing such a long process, how can we realize ourselves? And we also understand what kind of realization can it be? If I'm in a society, if I was born and grew up, then I was programmed how to live. They gave me my values. This is good, this is bad, I should do this, I should do that. I'm in a society which gave me all kind of inclinations, flavors. And then I'm in a state where, whether I like it or not, all the habits that I have, they operate from within me. And what I heard from my friends, from my childhood friends, and from my parents, and I watched all these TV shows and all these computer shows, that molded me, it built me. And what was good there, I feel it as good. And what was bad there, which all the heroes in the books and in the movies, in the families, I feel that this is bad as well. So they molded me. So am I realizing myself in my life, or am I realizing what they think I should realize? Meaning their ideals. It's hard. So a person probably has to upgrade himself. He has to clean himself from the previous programs he was inserted with. He probably should start from scratch. Let's say at the age of 20, 25, perhaps 30, I'm thinking about my life, and I see that I used to live. I was pushed to live this way. You see how a baby comes out from his mother. So I came out from my mother. I used to live this way for 30 years, and now I do a heart search, and perhaps I should stop myself. And perhaps if I can program myself differently to direct myself to other goals, other values, and so on. So it's a problem. What does it mean, self-realization? Who is this self? Because I feel that I'm fulfilling the desires of the environment. I can't do anything from who I am. I'm dictated to do everything, do this more or do this less, fashion, what I'm eating, the way I clothe, the place I work. I'm evaluated this way or another. So whether we like it or not, deliberately or not, but everyone manipulate me like a marionette in all directions by the way they treat me. And I'm built in such a way that I want to be in a certain relationship with them. So this is why I keep or don't keep what they want. But I relate to the environment constantly, and I have a constant mutual relationship with them. And in such interaction, I don't know what to do. Besides, life changes rapidly. What does it mean, self-realization, if we reach a state where soon we're told that there will be no work, because there will be no work? Once I wanted to do something special, so they tell me, no, soon 90% of our professions will be done by robots, by machines. Everything will be automated. And they will take away from us all works. So what is left for me to do? What? I will lie down on my couch and watch computer or TV or something? Meaning there is no self-realization. The human development doesn't, this whole process doesn't allow me to realize myself. Before I wanted many things, in previous generations, people realized themselves, and today they tell me, if you will sit at home, you will receive everything you need in order to sustain yourself. So, just go into Facebook or something and end your life there. So, why I was born for? Is this self-realization? It is very hard for me to accept. So, this is what is happening to us today. And therefore, we see that the generation is a very miserable generation. When I was young, let's say 60, 50 years ago, so there was this American dream, which meant a big, huge car with wings, beautiful car, and a home, and car, and work, good work, and a rich bank account. And then gradually it all ended because they thought that it could be within the reach of everyone, but it didn't turn out this way. What we thought did not happen. And gradually everything changed, and we noticed that it did not change because we couldn't realize that goal. No, it is because our flavor has changed. Let's say, before we wanted some things, and today we want other things. So the conditions did not change from the outside like they did change from the inside. Today people don't want all this so much. Who today wants to have a family? Perhaps some still do. But it comes to them at advanced ages, 30, 35, 40 years old. Who wants kids today? Once it was a part of the American dream, a family, kids, profession, to be devoted, to work 10, 12 hours a day, and so on. Today, no. Today, people don't see this as self-realization or achievements, that I will work like a robot, like a machine, like a slave. And why do I need a family for, with kids? They will treat me even worse than the way I treat my own parents. Each generation disregards his parents more and more for a simple reason. people are egoistic, they think only of themselves. If before we were dependent on our parents, so we were connected to them, we would follow the same profession like our parents. Women knew that they need to give birth to kids that will help them at old age. And today, if you can sit down on your couch, surf on Facebook, order pizza, or watch us, then good enough. So you don't need your parents. So either I live with them because it's more convenient, or I go out and I from home and I don't even remember them. So it's a special condition. I'm happy about it. And I want to explain to you why I'm happy about it. I'm happy because we're changing and we're changing fast. So we are in a system, and in the system of nature, which is very clever. It's complete, it's whole. It surrounds us, it sustains us, and governs everything from the smallest cell of my body up to the greatest systems of the human society and the entire universe. Everything is in a single system, in a single program. And that program is working on us, on the still vegetative, animate, and people, mainly people, because we, from the still vegetative, animate, and speaking, we are developing the fastest and the most unique way. And that system surrounds us and changes in us the most internal component, our ego, our desire. And by changing the desire, we are directed to achieve something new again and again. So today, we are in a special generation, in a special state, where our desire changes into something unknown, into a new era, into a new degree, which we have to rise to. And it is still not clear, and we still don't feel what it is. We are somewhere in between. Therefore, I wouldn't call us generation X, Y, or Z. Rather, I will call us this intermediate generation between what we had, the materialistic world we used to advance through our great ego, as much as I profit, as much as I succeed, everything was within my ego, this is where I received everything, to the state where my ego starts showing me that there's nothing much to do. This is the end of the egoistic evolution. As much as I succeed, so I succeed. So what? What comes next? Whether we like it or not, our inner desire advances and tells us, so what comes next? How do you end your life? Or you don't even think about it? You shut down this question, and the main thing for you is to enjoy every moment of your life in the most convenient possible way. This is why we have so much drugs and different forms of vacations and so on. Let us enjoy what we have now and not think so much about the future or about self-realization. Let's put it aside. Self-realization is to enjoy every moment. And that's it. So the wisdom of Kabbalah comes and says, no, you won't be able to enjoy yourself this way because the general program of nature is a very special program. You will feel great pressures. You will feel helpless, so much so that you won't know what to do. It's either you can relax yourself by using drugs or suicide, as we see today. And this is a result of not seeing the ability to realize ourselves or the need for it, or the ability to realize ourselves. And for what? What does it mean, self-realization? And who is this self? Who is this I that I need to realize? All those things are extremely great. And I apologize for this long introduction. But we should start checking it and studying it in pieces. Perhaps you can help me if you have questions. Yeah. So first of all, hello and welcome to the 130 viewers that we have with us, and more join us. It's a funny, fascinating, deep explanation, and people want to scrutinize that point of self-realization. Adi and Reuven are asking, why don't we know what is our self-realization? We die without knowing it. How will I know what is my realization? How can I implement myself and not waste my life in vain? We have the wisdom of Kabbalah, which came to us from the first sage, which is Adam. He wrote a book, which is called Raziel HaMalach, Angel Raziel. You can even buy it in source. It's not something big, but it is extremely hard to understand it. It's written in a very special language. And then came Abraham, 20 generations of nature researchers in those times, and Abraham is on the 20th generation. He researched, he studied all this. He used in ancient Babylon, in a similar crisis to the crisis we have now. People did not know how to treat nature and themselves. And he wrote the book of Yetzirah, Creation. And he studied nature, and he realized that nature is a comprehensive system which includes everyone, still vegetative, animate, and speaking. It's complete. And only man is falling down from this system because humanity is egoistic. And in our ego, we are prepared to do everything just as long as we feel good and satisfy our ego. So why are we egoistic? What, others are not? Don't we see that still vegetative and animate live in order to take care of themselves in a way that even a bear can devour something or a wolf? So the wisdom Kabbalah explains that they don't do this the way we do. We raise animals and then we use them as food. If I'm doing this in order to sustain myself in a way that I'm only sustaining myself, so I don't do this in order to harm the animals, rather I do this just in order to feed myself, so that is not a problem. That doesn't make me evil. But people, beyond living, beyond being an animal, people also want to harm others, the still vegetative, animate. People do whatever they want, aside of their self-sustenance. And in that, we harm others. We want to be proudful over others. We want to govern them. We hate others if you're not like us, and so on. So, inside man, there is the ego, the will to enjoy the environment in a cruel manner, and that is called our ego. And this is what brings us down from the entire level of nature. Therefore, Kabbalists who studied the human's nature and the comprehensive nature, they said that our nature is the evil force within us, is meant, especially within man, it is in us, so that we will turn it into a good force. And if that evil force closes us down in our world, within our circle or the ball, the earth where we live in, and there we want to govern. We want to govern each other, and then we have wars and problems and competition and so on and so forth. This is not the right self-realization of man. Rather, the self-realization of man is to exit himself, exit this framework, and to start developing above humanity, above our life, in a way where we don't pull everything for ourselves egoistically. Quite the contrary, we give, we exit ourselves, and in this way, if we will arrange ourselves this way and exist this way, then we will feel a different world. A world which is not perceived in this inclination of everything is for me, 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 within my senses, within my eye, within my sight, hearing, touch, smell, where I receive everything into myself. Rather, quite the contrary. If I exit myself, well, there is no more than a psychological change of perception of reality, but this is not something easy to do. If I exit myself and treat everyone in a good manner and implement that condition of love thy friend as thyself, and it is not simple, as everyone explains it in the human society, be nice, be kind, and so on. Rather, we need to learn how to do this. By doing so, I change my perception of reality. I start seeing not that I can observe into me, and that is called my world, the world that I observe into my five senses. Rather, I exit my five senses, those that pull everything in me, into other five senses, which are also like sight, hearing, touch, smell, and so on. Rather, I feel it outside of me, outside of my ego. And then I start feeling reality. I start feeling this whole world, this whole system, in a way that I don't interfere, I don't disturb it. Rather, I enter it the way it is itself. Then I exist in it as an integral part, which do not disturb. All of a sudden, I'm in a world where me and him are not contradicting each other. And then this new perception that I get, let's call it extra body perception. It's a perception which is called spiritual perception. And then I start feeling the system where I exist. And then in that system, I live there without disturbing its existence. And I start feeling this big computer I'm in, those forces, that vast, infinite system above time, motion, space. I'm simply there, floating above life and death, because life and death are felt in me if I observe things, if I observe this whole impressions into myself. But if I get rid of that, if I exit myself, as written, the deads are free. Then I come out and I start feeling the upper world. This is the true self-realization, in few words, of men. And this program we spoke of, which promotes us for thousands of years, this is where it's promoting us, so that we will start seeing in our world that it will be of no interest to us, that we won't want to exist as the world compels us to. We will rise above this. We won't even want to live in this world, to have anything to do with it. And then gradually people will feel greater emptiness and greater limitation of this in this world. And there is no way to realize myself. We will see that. And it's a shame that I live, that I was born, and that I exist. And then this new inclination will open up for us, which is exiting to the next degree of existence, to a higher matrix, to the upper dimension. And this is right before us in our days. This is why the wisdom of Kabbalah is revealed. Although it spoke about such things thousands of years ago, but it is specifically directed to our generation. And this is why we're talking about the true self-realization. And hopefully we'll learn how to do this together and we will realize ourselves and reach things which are real, above time, motion, space. We will truly realize ourselves in an internal way. There is a question here. I don't understand. I came here to hear about self-realization, and you tell me, come out of yourself, and there you will discover yourself. This is self-realization? So explain, where am I coming out to, and where is myself? Rav, because you have yourself, you have your little ego closing you down and tells you, whatever you do every moment, make it so that you will feel good, pleasant. That's it. In each and every moment, the way you sit, the way you think, whatever you do, from all the means within your possession, you choose the most convenient thing, the least painful. Perhaps we can reduce pain and even get some pleasure. This is the beastly program that governs us. It's not even the degree of Adam, because Adam is someone who wants to resemble himself to Harry's system, and we're still in a program which is called the animate degree, and we only make sure that we will feel good at each and every moment. That program, I feel that I have the drive to realize myself. What do you mean to realize yourself? Who is this self? It is influenced from different things. You described it very well. Before it was realizing yourself in work, you wanted to follow the footsteps of your father, and then you wanted the American dream. It keeps changing by the environment. The environment tells you to want something else constantly. Rav, yes. But I would say, well, what do you want? What do you see? We see that our egoistic desire, our will to receive, closes down on us in a very tiny manner. It doesn't really let us develop. Our life, our world, becomes round and integral more and more. Once before, that round and integral is a good thing because we're all interconnected. We're flying into different places, understand everything that is going on in the world. And all of a sudden, the world became small, and it didn't become more interested. It became more limited as a result. And what are we to do next? I feel myself that now I live in a world. And what am I to do? Of course, I can delve into some cultural education or realize myself by climbing mountains or going some places. I don't feel that this world, if you're talking about self-realization, tell me, how can I realize myself today? I don't feel that today I have in the world, I don't feel that my desire is greater than the world. I look around, and what do I get from being here? I look at people, let's say I'm 30 years old. So what do all the people my age are doing? I don't want to live this way. Self-realization? I won't get any this way. What? From being successful in working in cyber, or how can I realize myself? My will to receive now, today? Well, usually it pulls me into something higher, and this world doesn't allow it. Once there was a smaller will to receive, child knew, I'm going to learn some profession, I will work, I will be in a factory, in the office, I will be great, rich, wise, I will be professional in something, I will be a musician, painter, but I will realize myself. People had the desire to realize themselves in such a way that they found an answer to this deficiency, to this goal. they had. But today I see that the world is that small and my desire is bigger. And where? What to do? This is why we see that the biggest disease in the world is depression. According to the medications and drugs, we see that this is what's going on. So the question is, what is the reason for it? The reason is that our desire grew. It came out of our planet, so-called. And even the space. When I was young, in the 60s, 70s, space program. People went out to the moon. I remember I was watching how the Americans landed on the moon. It was, wow, it was unbelievable. It shocked the entire humanity. Today, we don't even want this. All these space programs are closed down. Why do I need Mars for? What can I find there? Nothing. So we see that our desire doesn't become smaller, it becomes of a higher quality. It is actually pulling us to more concealed, internal, greater things. So what if I will fly to these other planets like Mars, Venus, or so on? So what? Even stars. What will I find there? Except for more matter. Nothing. So self-realization of people is to realize our most inner desire, our greatest desire, our most exalted desire. And this is what we have to study. Olfi Alkabetz is asking, is there a connection between the qualities I was born with to the self-realization that you are talking about? Yes. I'm saying that specifically when you will discover your internality, which is called the inner point in the heart, this is how we call it, meaning your most inner desire, the principal desire of people, which we don't usually feel. We even want to blur it, because if I feel that desire, then I see, well, why am I living for? Where am I going to? What is happening to you? What are you going to get in 20 or 30 years? It's shame to live those 20, 30 years. You will just make sure to suffer less. What is it? Is it my inner voice? Yes, this is your inner voice, of course. It tells you, dear Dudi, what do you have from this life? Where are you going to? What do you want to achieve at the end of your life? When you will be old, you will look at old people. This is what you're going to be. So your whole goal is this, to suffer less. This is why you live for you, a man. Whose entire life is aimed to suffer less. So it's better to take some pill, some drug, nice, something good, and be in a state of nirvana. So see where, look where we came to. Humankind, the most special. This is why the wisdom of Kabbalah is revealed in our days, and it opens new horizons for us. It allows us to understand who we truly are, because you're talking about self-realization. Who is me, the true I, which is in me. I need to delve deep into myself and find this I. And when I will find it, I will also discover what form I have to bring it to, so that this I will reach the peak of its realization. And this is before us. Are there some parameters to know if I'm there or not? Rav. Yeah, the parameters are in realizing the inner program of nature. And that program is meant to develop man, the man within me, this inner man, this true man. Because the way I function this right now, it's a beast. This is not a man. This is what the wisdom of Kabbalah says. Because I only take care of my body. And therefore, There is no special goal for me. I need to study myself to know who am I, what am I, and how I can realize myself by nature, because there is a special mechanism in nature to develop man. And this is why Adam, man, is called Adam, because he becomes Domeh, similar. Adam comes from the word Adameh, to resemble himself to the upper nature, to the same system, to the same program which is in nature. And then, when I program myself according to this program, according to this software, then I elevate myself to the most exalted level of nature. And what I am doing is I start controlling all the different levels of nature which are now concealed from me, very special degrees of internality of the matrix where there is no matter. Now we live in a world of matter, still vegetative, animate. But Adam, man, it's not man in our world. Adam is someone who truly resembles the internality. We're entering this matrix, we're entering the program of nature, and we exist there in our new desire, in that new system. And this is not a materialistic system. This is a system of a new program. This is called the law of development, where I start existing, and there I start feeling myself in eternity, being whole, and there I have values, goals, and means which are completely different, completely new. And this is what the Wisdom Kabbalah explains. And not only it explains that, it explains about the program itself, the ways to develop, the means to develop. And man, by this, when he entered that system, he becomes an eternal man. Shlomit is asking, throughout our evolution to realize ourselves during the years, we always aspired something more exalted, study, family, money, Rav. This is all meant to serve the animal in me. So what is what I aspire to, the way you describe? I don't understand this matrix, Rav. I understand that you don't understand this matrix, but you will have to understand it. Today's evolution is that we will feel despair in our materialistic development, and we feel it already. We're already in a state where the systems we have built, which we sustain within the human society, not economy, education, or culture, or family, no system, nothing works anymore. They're all dying. And there's nothing new instead. This is in order to scrutinize the despair from the previous state. We always go through this despair from the previous state with resentful hatred from that materialistic development, and we see that there are many such tendencies, movements, and other than that, along with that, there are many people in the world, almost 2 million people who study with us through the internet and other means, they do want to realize themselves in a new way, because they see that in a materialistic way, okay, I live and die, so what's the purpose of life? Why am I living for? Why do I live all these years for? What do they bring me to? Year by year, and what's the benefit of it? And of course, we don't want to think about it because we have no answer, but out of no choice we ask it, nonetheless, on the one hand, and on the other hand, the wisdom of Kabbalah, which is being revealed and it's being publicized today, that gives us an answer for that question. And this is why we can open up that question. What is the true self-realization? And I won't be scared to ask such questions because there is an answer. The only problem is to understand it. But by starting to study this question, to delving into it, I develop myself. I open my eyes. I see the reality where I live in. I feel myself as man who controls this world. We understand all the inclinations of nature, all the laws of nature. So it's worthwhile. Okay, we have 10 minutes left. So you start. What do you want? Because we have 10 minutes left, we promised to allow people to ask questions about anything, not just about self-realization. So I want to say one thing. I have half a minute if you want, if there's 10 minutes left. Self-realization is the entire wisdom of Kabbalah. And if we will study it, we will study about self-realization. This is the only thing the wisdom of Kabbalah is talking about. How a person comes to self-realization and the peak of his development, where he includes the entire nature within him. Now you can ask. Okay, so Vladik Vasilotsky is asking general questions, not necessarily about self-realization. Today we see that the world becomes more virtual, like the lectures and lessons on the internet, like this one. The connection between us through the internet, is this the way of the next form of existence that you're talking about? Rav. No, I'm not saying that we will exist in the internet like this movie, Matrix. The internet is just a means for passing information, for sharing information, and that's it. Moshe Elbaz is asking, according to studies of scientists and archaeologists, 10,000 years ago, 20,000 years ago, there were very developed civilization, even greater than ours, with advanced technology. Can it be that there are other civilizations in the universe other than us? No, we will reveal nothing except for people. What we can reveal is only what is connected, meant for people, and that's it. We will not discover more exalted civilization than ours. Even though it is degraded in the way it exists, but still there is nothing higher than this. And also in the past, we can only imagine that there was something better. Our ego always develops, and what was before was more primitive development than what we have today. Eyal is asking whether materialistic ambition is a must in our world? Rav, yes. The will to receive in man, the will to enjoy constantly grows, and although it transforms into bad ways, but it always develops more and more and more. Therefore, we develop into bad egoistic states, unpleasant ones, on the one hand, but on the other hand, those states, they will bring us to the solution. And that is called the recognition of evil, of our nature. Yudit Sabal is asking, why are the people who are afraid from the wisdom of Kabbalah? Rav, there are various reasons for it. First of all, the wisdom of Kabbalah is talking about something which we don't understand or feel. So therefore, it's easy to say that it does not exist. This is one thing. Another thing, it is contradicting to religions, because the wisdom of Kabbalah supposedly replaces all faiths and religions. This is the most ancient wisdom in humanity. As I said, it comes to us from Adam HaRishon, the first Adam who discovered the wisdom of Kabbalah. That was 5,770 years ago. In September, we will celebrate 5,778 years for the day he discovered the wisdom of Kabbalah, which is Rosh Hashanah, the Hebrew New Year. This is what we celebrate, his revelation of his discovering of the wisdom of Kabbalah. And as much as I have studied, I haven't seen any wisdom or any method that can disclose human's nature and its realization in a more complete, whole way, which we need so badly today. But I want to take you back. At first, you do the ask you, why self-realization is self-annulment, meaning to relinquish myself. There is something very scary about what you're saying. Scary how? For youngsters today, you said, let's look at the 30 young people, 30 years old and down. They want to be famous, they want money, they want to be famous, loved, popular. And at the same time, their desire develops more than that, and they see that in the short range, that's true. These are the desires they have, but they got these desires because of their short ego to be more prideful with respect to others. Because if you have a long-term perspective, then why do you need it for? More and more people ask a simple question. What is the purpose of life? Why am I living for? What is the benefit of suffering, let's say, for 100 years? What's in it for me? Once people had harder life, much harder, and they did not ask such questions. But there's something scary about the wisdom Kabbalah, because you tell us, let's rise to another degree, and you have to come out of yourself, Rav. That's true. We have to. How can you explain that to people so that they won't be scared? No. That requires another show. I can't explain that in just 2 minutes. But we have no choice. We need to understand that this process is very special. It is in us, it is predetermined in us, in nature. This program exists in this whole universe, and we're part of it. And we can't change anything, but we should know what expects us so that we won't suffer, so that we will suffer for as less as possible in this world, and guarantee for us for whole complete existence. Liat is asking more about self-realization. What is the connection between happiness and self-realization? Rav Lightman. Yeah, eventually, yes, because we are drawn to happiness, to fill ourselves with all that is good. And then we discover that we cannot do it with the means that we have today in this world. And eventually, we give up, and we only exist. The same moment we exist, we live this moment and forget. Live this moment and forget. So the wisdom of Kabbalah gives us a formula how we can live this way in order to keep on adding more and more and more development. And that gradual development, complete development, gives you a sensation of happiness and fulfillment which does not end. You exit the notion of time. It's like what Einstein said, you rise above time, motion, and space into a different dimension. Tova is asking, how can we distinguish between corporal love and spiritual love? Rav Lightman, these are very simple things. This is something very simple. What is corporal love? You love through your body what is convenient, what is good, what is sweet for your body. And this is what you love in what you eat, in sex, in food, in everything, in what you hear, in what you see, in what you smell, in everything, in what you touch. But in spirituality, you don't feel it through your body. You feel it through an inner desire, which is called a soul. And then what you love is different from what you discover in corporality. So much so that you don't really notice what you have in corporality, more pleasant or less pleasant, because you elevate yourself into different pleasures in a much higher degree. Mazal Zagori is asking, I'm watching your shows on Channel 66 and Facebook. Is there a guarantee for realizing my life? Am I in the right direction? Rav Lightman, I really hope that within those talks, we will be able to scrutinize those things that are close to you, that are dear to you, and I will try to as much as I can. But besides, we have many shows, many programs in Kabbalah La'am, Kabbalah for All. You should come and visit us. We will be happy to come to know you. We have many opportunities to promote people to the purpose of creation. So we have many opportunities. You can join the Kabbalah La'am Academy to study, develop, and meet more people who study. And you can watch Rav Lightman Facebook or Channel 66 or get into our internet site, kab.coil, to read many content and watch more shows. It's all for free. Next week we will be here again with a new topic. Write to us, write new questions. We will be here all week long. Last minute, self-realization. Rav Lightman, so what do you think? We think that this is something very hard to do. We should still find a way to explain this to people. Exiting myself, it's pressuring. Rav Lightman, but it's not obligating. You can do it, you cannot. For now, it's just to hear about it, just to know about it. It's not that you're coming in and you can't go out. You hear about this opportunity, about what is opened up for you. About you hear about life, the world, and what nature plans for you. So perhaps something to conclude in an optimistic way. Let us open it and see what it is, and I guarantee that you won't regret it. You will not be despaired. You will truly have the ability to enjoy life more and more. Thank you for being with us in the show Kabbalah Time, Tuesday, 6 p.m. next week.